Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show with Tito, and it is brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians and White Sox continue this four-game series tonight, and Terry, we talked a little bit about it actually when we started the second half. Boy, when you looked ahead to who you were facing, you're going to see some really good starting pitching. It started in Cincinnati, and Milwaukee has a couple of veterans, and of course, Jeff Samardzija last night. If the trade rumors were bothering Samardzija, he did a pretty good job, didn't he, of hiding it?
He's a pretty good competitor, and I don't pretend to know him that great, but what I've been around him, you know, and his background, you know, playing football at Notre Dame and everything, you see the way he carries himself out there. It didn't look like much bothers him. And you know what, if you really think about it, it's kind of win-win. If somebody trades for you, it's going to be a contender and a team that wants to win. So I think sometimes, I know you're talking about uprooting sometimes families and children and things like that, but professionally and for your career, it can only be good.
Well, you don't think of major league pitchers playing in the NFL. Kirk Gibson? Yeah. I think we could all see that happening. But Jeff Samardzija was a big-time wide receiver. He's a big man. He doesn't look like a pitcher when he's out there. And do you think that's a big advantage when you look at today's major league players? Maybe not guys that were to his level, but guys that were multiple sport?
I always think that, Hammy. And I think really think the casual fan would be surprised at how many baseball players were good in other sports. Because I think to play our game, you have to be pretty much across the board, you know, have all the tools. So, you know, they throw a football or shoot a basketball. I think baseball players probably do it better than most sports.
What's going on with Trevor Bauer?
Well, last night, you know, he started out, had good stuff, got through the lineup once, and then got a little predictable. On, you know, he would go out in, or soft hard, and other teams do scouting too. And they got pitches they could handle, and they hit them a long way. And sometimes maybe in a loss like that, maybe you can learn, because I know Trevor came in today, and he's like, I got to do this and this. And again, Trevor, we all know he's a pretty stubborn kid, but he seems open to trying to get with Mickey and doing some things and maybe being more on the same page with Gomer, which we think is a really good thing.
Well, and I think it's proof again how tough this game is, Tito, because outside of Kluber, nobody has spent a full year in the rotation. And even though these guys all have plus-plus stuff, boy, this game is just not that easy.
You make a good point. And you see it every year. You know, you see all the phenoms that make major league clubs. And then you look up in May or June, and they're back in AAA. You know, this league is really difficult, and it takes more than just stuff. You know, mentally you have to be really tough. You got to be able to bounce back. You got to be able to pitch through a scouting report. There's all kind of things. And you got to be durable, and you got to be able to do it every 5 days. So to be good at this level takes a lot. That's why I probably have so much respect for those guys.
What is going on now in regards to bringing up Jesus Aguilar?
Well, a couple things. One, we have three lefties in a row against the White Sox, and we really have wanted to try to get a look at Aggie all, you know, all year. Crockett has had a tough time. He's not pitching ahead as much as he used to. He's not getting the ball down, and he's getting himself into trouble. He even had some struggles at AAA from time to time. So we wanted to get him on a roll. So, again, I don't know how long we can go with our bullpen like this because, you know, if we run into a problem in a game, we're going to need a pitcher. But this gives us a chance to look at Aggie, which we really wanted to do.
Do you have to start finding out about Jesus Aguilar when you look at him for his major league future?
You know, that's a really good point. Yeah, we do. Because I think one of the worst things we could do is go into next year not knowing. And that's a really difficult thing to do when you're trying to win every single game, but I think we need to find out.
Do you find guys can get stale at AAA if they've been there a few years, Tito, or is that a dumb question?
No, it can happen. I mean, I like to think it doesn't, but it certainly can, and guys can struggle at every level. You know, they get off to slow starts like Aggie did. It happens, but we've seen what Aggie can do when he's good. You know, now if he comes up and he impacts our club now, well, that'd be awesome. But we just need to watch him play a little bit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.